Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Wanted to invite you to come out and be a part of our men's prayer breakfast. It's going to be taking place on February the 3rd. That'll be Saturday morning, February the 3rd at 8 o'clock at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and our address is 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. We'd love to have you come out and be a part of that. Amen. The men's prayer breakfast at Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. We got the Edwards family up now. They're going to be singing Through It All. Of the message, and we're going to be speaking today out of Numbers chapter 35, where we're talking about the cities of refuge. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye become over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not, until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, six cities shall ye have for refuge." At this time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Now, I want you to think about this. We just painted the picture of Calvary just a minute ago. Someone who's accidentally killed someone. You've got the avenger of blood on your trail. He's coming with the balances of judgment to pronounce you guilty and to take your life. But the law states, because the law states a life for a life. So this avenger of blood is with his sword drawn,
is on the hills. He's coming into the city. I mean, as you come there, you're running to that city of refuge, and you've got that avenger of blood with his sword drawn. He's coming after you. But then all of a sudden, as you enter the gates, and as you pass by the altar, as you grab a hold of the horns, and as you cry for mercy, then you have a high priest that comes out, and that high priest begins to stop the avenger of blood. He says, "I'm sorry, sir, but I know the judgment is there, but I will tell you, he's done made it in the gates. He cannot be touched at this point. He is free now. You're going to have to leave." Judgment's not going to happen today. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's a day, amen, that I got help from God. You say, "What are you talking about?" That's a day I got saved by the glorious grace of God. Amen. When I come by the high priest, he took care of me. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't never been the same since that day. Oh, my. I hope you're getting this. Amen. That slayer, the guilty, the accidental, unintentional slayer, has made it a place. He's got into that place. And this place is where he's going to find refuge. It's a place where he's going to find rest. It's a place where he's going to find help. It's a place where he's going to find security. That city of refuge is a picture of none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's a safe place this morning. And it'll help you in the midst of your trouble. However, when specifically, but when you look at these specific places now, in these cities of refuge, I've got to talk about the standards of these cities. They weren't just ordinary places. They had to have strict standards because one that's fleeing to it had to have 24-hour access to it because his life was on the line. So I want to talk just a minute about the standards of these cities for just a moment. When you look at the road system that leads to these cities of refuge, one of the roles of the Levitical priesthood was this, that they were to, those who reside in these cities, that priest was to provide safe passageway. Now, I want to remind you that these cities were strategically placed by God. And God told them exactly where to put these cities, and God expand them exactly where he needed to expand them to get to so that each person, every person that was in that area that day could find a place to get to in a very short amount of time. Now, the Believer's Bible Commentary says that according to the Jewish writings, these roads leading to a city of refuge were always well kept and well maintained. In fact, the roads leading to the city of refuge were rather broad. According to the Jewish insight, they said this. They said it was about 32 cubits, which is about 48 feet wide. Now, 48 feet wide is a pretty massive stretch of property. You could say this, that our city, our roads today, are most of them are 12 feet wide. And so if you're 48 feet, then that makes it about, man, four lanes of traffic. They're clearly identified. They're clearly marked. They're clearly stretched in such a way that, man, you can get to it quickly, amen. Now notice this, not just the width of it, but all these obstructions that were, I mean, that there was to have all of the obstructions removed. If there's a tree there, if there was something in the way, they were to remove that it not be hindered, that slayer wouldn't be hindered by speed whatsoever or nothing. Did you know that there was to be no hills on these roads that led to these cities of refuge? And you say, "What's that mean, preacher?" A hill will slow you down. A hill is an obstacle. A hill is something that stands in the way. But on this road to the, while I'm running, hallelujah, from death, while I'm running from the avenger of blood, thank God, and while he's on my heels, there's nothing standing in my way of getting help from the Lord. Are y'all with me this morning? That road was there. Not only that, but if the road stretched across the river, they would have to provide a bridge so that you could get to that city of refuge. A bridge big enough, a bridge wide enough, a bridge that a man could pass over in order to get to the other side quickly without any problems whatsoever. Not only that, but this road was clearly marked by signs that pointed to the way of the city of refuge. You say, "Preacher, why was there so much emphasis placed on the accessibility of the roads leading to that city?" Well, because of this morning, because Jesus wants to be available to every person. And here's the thing this morning, the gospel is available to you. Amen. There is no impediment standing in the way. There's no obstructions there. There's no hills to cross. Amen. There's no valleys deep enough. Amen. He's made a bridge. He's made a way for you to be saved by the grace of God this morning. And if you die and go to hell, it will not be his fault because he made a way for you to be saved. Amen. The gospel message. Jesus is not, he's not a hard way to heaven. And Jesus didn't make it rough to receive him. He didn't make it hard to come unto him. He didn't make it impassable to be saved. We got this group walking around today, man, saying that some's destined to go to heaven and some destined to go to hell. No, I'm going to tell you something. Salvation is available to every man. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. It makes me so sick to think that there's a people walking around saying that, hey, this one can't get in and that one can't get in. The Bible said that this city was available to everyone that would come. Now, I want you to know this. The Bible said over there in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So, friend, what are you saying, preacher, this morning? If you die and go to hell, it's not because God made salvation too hard. If you die and go to hell this morning, look here, it's not because there's something standing in the way. If you die and go to hell, it's because, friend, you didn't take the road to get to him. You say, what is that road? Jesus said this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but by the Father. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, listen, if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have to get on the road that God provided. If you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have to go through him. You can't go by no other road. You say, what kind of road are we talking about? I'm talking about a road that was paved with his blood. Amen. A road, amen, that was paid for. A road that God provided. A way that God provided. Amen. And if you go to that place, for you'll find security and rest for your soul. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nobody going to get to you. I'm going to tell you something. Boy, them cities of refuge will help you. Some of you guys in here this morning, you know what you need? You need to get in one of these cities. Amen. You need to get to one of these cities. As you look at me this morning, I want you to know this. Every one of us are guilty. We're guilty of the death of the Son of God. You say, preacher, I ain't never committed murder. Well, I want you to know this, that we're all guilty. We're all guilty. And what you need is forgiveness. You need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior. Lord, and I want to ask you this question. There's a lot of people who get involved in religion. They fall in line of the traditionalism of things, and they show up in this, and they show up that, and they do this, and they do that, but they miss this point right here. Salvation is not about religion. Salvation is about a relationship. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God provided you a place to go in the time of need. Jesus is that place this morning. He's your Savior. He's your high priest. Amen. He's all of those things, and he'll help you if you'll call upon him. Look, don't make salvation too hard. Don't make it too complicated. Simply this, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to become your Lord. And from your heart, you mean it. Amen. We come to the throne of grace this morning. As we close this service, I ask you, Father, would you touch those that are in need this morning? And those that, Lord God, there's some this morning that, Lord Jesus, they've got judgment on them. They've got judgment that's coming, Lord Jesus, with a verdict. And God, we don't know how long that we have. We don't know what day it'll be that we die. And Father, I ask you, Father, whether you touch somebody today that's in need of salvation this morning, and I pray that you'd save them before it's everlasting too late. And help them, Father, today. We do pray. God, we do love you and thank you for all you do. Help us, Lord Jesus, as we leave this building today. God, we pray that you'd just use us for thy glory. In Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.